You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to the winner of season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, Lazy Susan. She is so sweet and very well deserving. She did an incredible job. And yeah, here is our little chat. Firstly, congratulations on winning season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. A pretty awesome way to wrap up the year. How are you feeling about this result?
Oh, I can actually go home for family Christmas, because otherwise I fear I would have been disowned. Really, they said, don't bother coming if you're not bringing in a crown.
Goodness so, gracious, how bloody rude of them.
Well, listen, darling, that's the only way you can get me to do anything.
Fair enough.
Threat of banishment, yes.
What was the atmosphere like heading up to this reveal?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my life. We had, like, on the day when we shot the finale, it wasn't stressful because it was, like, we shoot multiple endings for the end of Drag Race.
Yep.
Not a secret. But that was in March. So we shot in March, the end of everything. And that had the atmosphere of the last day of school camp where no one knows what's going to happen. Like, it's fine. There's no stakes. You're just so happy to be going home. You've made new friends. And you all get to pretend to win a prize. And now suddenly we were like, oh, someone actually is going to win that prize. And we're going to find out in 2 days. And we were like on a press junket for 2 days together beforehand. And it was so nerve-wracking. But it was so lovely to be with the only three other people in the world that understood that specific anxiety at the time.
Yeah, sitting on that for, what is it, 9 months?
Yes.
Just waiting for that result is pretty ridiculous. Like, it's pretty crazy.
And I think quite an unusually long wait, because they did have to push out the screening of it a little bit to make space for the other franchises.
Oh, interesting. Now, having watched the finale, knowing that you are the winner, what sort of emotions are you feeling seeing this season come to a wrap?
I feel, if I'm very honest, absolutely exhausted. I think that the sheer amount of energy, because we auditioned for the show in what would have been October, November was when the audition tapes came out, and then would have gotten our very first like callback or something in December. Then we got cast in January. And so it's been like a never-ending ride since that moment onwards. Like, or maybe it was February. So yeah, it's been a year of just Drag Race taking over everything. So that sigh of relief I think we all felt on that last episode, which is that no matter the result, it now is done and we can just go into the next phase of our careers and our lives.
Yes.
Which is so exciting. And also just an immense amount of pride because I don't know if you saw this cast, but it was not a foregone conclusion that you could just go in and take a crown, because the most talented people you've ever seen and just so fabulous. And there's just no way to not feel like you're getting away with like a crime by taking a crown away from them.
Let's talk about the Maxi Challenge. You had a little bit of a sour reaction to the reveal of what this challenge would be. How would you say you would have used your skills from prior challenges in this challenge?
So for those of you who might not know, it's a dance singing challenge.
Yes.
If anyone knows me, absolutely not. I am the most dyspraxic human being that's ever existed. I am arrhythmic. So I think going into this challenge, knowing that this is typically the final challenge, the final hurdle, I was like, well, I've signed up to this. This is the show that I'm a part of. And I knew it was coming. And I just was like, I have to go through this because this is what it is. So I think even on set, it was just me just laughing and being like, I'm so sorry. But thankfully, because Freya and Vibe and Mandy are all the most generous people in the world, they were so patient with me while I was trying to get the choreography or do anything. And I felt really supported and loved and embraced in that moment. And I think it's really a testament to this season in general. It's that like at any point, any of those incredible performers could have just been like, get absolutely stuffed, girl. And like put a lit cigarette out of my neck. But they were like, no, let's take it back so Lazy can do it. It's fine, everyone. Let's just get Lazy onto this. So it's very, It was very heartening. It was like I was in the exact right group of girls.
In the final episode, alongside the other queens, you expressed a message to yourself as a young child. This is something we've seen obviously in the past on RuPaul's Drag Race. I want to take a little bit of a spin on this. What would you say to yourself heading into the first challenge of the show?
Oh, that's a great question. The first challenge of the show was the 2-in-1 runway. I think I would say maybe you need to not do temporary tattoos for your face. While they are efficient and they'll get you done in the hour, we need to find a solution that isn't going to melt off your face during the episode. But okay, I don't think that there's too much to say to that beautiful young ingenue, as she did win the challenge. So,
as well as this, so you have made a huge impression with the uniqueness and creativity of your outfits throughout the season. But not only this, you were also the first queen to be drinking a beer during Untucked.
I'm proud.
Could you explain the story behind this?
I am a bar queen, and a Northside bar queen specifically, which you're not from Melbourne, but that's kind of where the most gutter trash girlies come from.
Love the Bogans.
Well, yes, Bogans, but who have like a large hex debt for fine arts degrees.
Right.
And they're going to use, yes. So beer is like the number one staple in my specific drag crew. So I got there and I was like, what the fuck is this vodka cranberry bullshit? I don't have a UTI. Can you get me a beer? And there was a moment where I like asked for that. And the head producer, who's this fabulous lady, looked me in the eye and was like, yeah, why the fuck not? I'll get you a beer. And then they got me a beer. And it was just like, I don't think that they really thought about it at the time. They were just like, I don't see why we couldn't get you a beer. And then, I mean, obviously after that moment, they weren't going to take orders again. It was very sweet and very kind. And it was like, I was very glad to have any drink at the end of a challenge, but there's nothing quite like a frosty cold VB at the end of the day.
Yes, because it was a VB, right? If I'm not mistaken.
It was a VB. I mean, yes.
Very camp.
I would prefer a Carlton, but that's okay.
I was going to ask what your beer of choice was or would have been.
Yeah, no, definitely a Carlton Draft is my kind of go-to. Or a Stone and Wood if I'm feeling classy.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, now, final question here. What advice would you give to future queens who will be participating in the show?
Just don't compromise your core essence. Let your freak flag fly. I think that there were times during the competition where I felt like I needed to change what I needed to deliver in order to be a good Drag Race contestant. And I think that when I went the best, I just was doing what I like to do, which is be a silly little binty.
That was the lovely Lazy Susan, the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.